Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome back. I don't think we've ever had him 3 weeks in a row, Scott. Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Hello, there you are,
there
Mike.
There I am. Hi.
How Hi.
Okay, I'm here.
I was just saying that I don't know that we've ever had you 3 weeks in a row, but by popular demand, I guess.
Isn't that something? And this is just absolutely the time to talk about TV. I mean, not only am I just back from Hollywood, but there's a lot coming on. The new season starts in a month, and in the meantime, they're stuffing shows in there, particularly this week. I mean, this is Katrina week on TV, and you can watch all kinds of fascinating things. Heading into Sunday is the 5th anniversary of when Hurricane Katrina touched land, and there's some great specials the next few days.
Yeah, I want to talk about those kinds of specials for a minute, because every once in a while there's a local connection or one of the local stations here does something that is eye-popping. Did you know Dave Ackerley is making a pilgrimage to the Berlin Wall?
Really? Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, that's impressive.
Coming
yeah.
up next month. So,
man.
Apparently, there'll be some video of that and maybe a special, I would guess.
Yeah.
Somehow they'll put that together in commemoration of the anniversary.
And so. What is that, like a 20th anniversary of when he tore it down or something like that?
I don't remember the exact
year.
Oh,
yeah, but you're right.
It's a milestone. There's no question
about
that.
A big event. I'll tell you, I remember one time going up to the Gerald Ford Museum in Grand Rapids. And I looked and I said, that's the ugliest sculpture I've ever seen in the world. And it was outside the museum there. Of course, when I got up to it, I found out it wasn't a sculpture. It was actually a large piece of the Berlin Wall. And that's still there. It's now inside the museum.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we talk about Hurricane Katrina, and I remember sitting riveted to the coverage of that and came very close at the time to saying, you know, I really need to do something here. But there were an awful lot of people from this area who wound up going down there at some point to
absolutely.
Try to help out.
Absolutely, and you see that in some of these films. I mean, as they go about meeting people, I mean, boy, there's one guy in a film on Friday who's a lawyer who just sold everything he had and moved to New Orleans and said, from now on, I'm just going to build, you know, help people clean up stuff in New Orleans. There's all kinds of people who just came to visit. Plus, there's celebrities who showed up. We make fun of the celebrities when mm-hmm. they show up because we think they're just going to do camera opportunities.
Right.
No, I mean, Sean
Penn
was there before before FEMA was, and he was out in a boat, and he was going from place to place rescuing people off of rooftops and so forth. And now, don't look for Sean Penn in New Orleans. He actually lives in Haiti.
Yes,
Spike Lee, who has an acidic personality and is not mm-hmm. someone who will like everybody, raves about Sean Penn because he says this guy is sincere about what he's doing in Haiti. And another guy that Spike Lee really likes is Brad Pitt, because Brad Pitt is, you know, not a lot of showboating, but what he's done is very simply going out there and building new houses for people in New Orleans.
Right.
And you're right, besides the celebrities, a lot of regular folks from all over just plain headed down there.
Yeah, and you see people who have a reason, a well-known reason for being there, like Harry Connick Jr.
Yeah.
And then there are others who have just said, hey, we cannot have this much suffering humanity, and someone has to help in some small way. They're going to dig in.
And some of those people, the more famous people, are going to be interviewed on specials Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, different news specials. Then on Friday night, there's going to be on the CW, there's going to be a concert for an hour, and this is about the oil spill territory, because right now those two things are spinning together, Katrina and oil spill, because most places got hit by it twice. As someone says,
right,
I just
right.
started to build back from Katrina, then the oil spill ruined my business. And so there's going to be a lot of people doing a celebrity concert Friday on that. Between the two, there's just a huge amount of human involvement with this. Somehow Katrina got us back to the human scale. This one we can understand, because it wasn't about GM toppling or anything else. It was about a lot of little one-story buildings
right.
in Louisiana and Mississippi just being overwhelmed. Robin Roberts, you remember her from
sure.
her ESPN days. She's now a newscaster.
Yes.
So she's going back where she's doing her newscast over the weekend is right where she grew up in something like Past Christian, Mississippi, somewhere right. like that. And that's what a lot of people are doing. It just has that that one-on-one feel.
Yeah. Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist, our guest. And, you know, Mike, I think back to the Super Bowl, and I really don't get too involved in who wins these games a lot of times and might be interested in particular matchup, but I don't lose any sleep over winners and losers. But I really wanted New Orleans to win the Super Bowl because I said, if ever a city needed a break.
Absolutely. And that's what Spike Lee said, too. He was there with lots of cameras filming both at the Super Bowl and filming in New Orleans. And he said, I knew the Saints were going to win. Everybody knew the Saints were going to win. How could they not win? Yeah. And so he had all his cameras. He had filmed it. And that was the happy ending for his film. After all these 5 years of troubles, New Orleans wins the Super Bowl. Everyone's happy. It goes great for about 10 weeks. And then the oil spill came. Mm. And suddenly Spike Lee said, whoops. This isn't my happy ending after all. And he went back. He went back seven more times after that to New Orleans to film new stuff. And we just realized that, boy, that was just, you know, that was a happy ending for a moment there. And then you start to wonder to people, okay, did it really make any difference to you that the Saints won? Well, one of the guys I talked to was a fisherman from Louisiana. And when I talked to him, he was still wearing his Jeremy Shockey jersey.
Is that right?
Number 88. Yeah. And I says to him, come on, you've had so many troubles. Did it really make that much difference to you that the Saints won? And he said, we partied for a month. Hey, listen, when the Packers won the Super Bowl, I partied for maybe an hour and a half. These guys partied for a month. You know what? In New Orleans, they know how to party.
Well, if the Lions ever won, but then again, you know, we don't want to deal in fantasy. But, hey, you know, if the idea of Spike Lee's theory is correct, that if you've had enough hardship, you eventually would have some success here. Maybe you know that will work for Detroit with the auto industry.
So the Lions will win. Yeah, that's for sure. Once everything else goes astray. Yeah, you know, because New Orleans has vastly replaced Detroit as far as troubled places.
Right.
One of the things they point out in this film, the murder rate in New Orleans is 10 times what it is in Detroit. Yeah, so many other troubles. There's
educational system is still not rebuilt.
Yeah, and this is what you see in so many of these films this week. Watch as many of them as you can, because one of them points out that they were just so slow building all these schools back.
Yeah.
Finally, there was one school where the principal says, to hell with it, we're rebuilding it ourselves.
Yeah.
So without school, they broke into the school. Now imagine breaking into a school to rebuild it. Hmm. They broke into it, rebuilt it, reopened it as a charter school. It's going great. But unfortunately, it's the only school operating now, 5 years later, in that whole area.
Wow.
And the same thing, I mean, Spike Lee is really infuriated about the all the housing projects that they just tore down afterwards.
Yeah.
He has nothing against newer places, but he says build
the
newer places.
Those people are all displaced.
That's right, yeah. The percentage he uses is that 37% of all blacks in New Orleans still have not returned.
Mike, before we let you go, we have the Emmy Awards coming up.
Yeah.
Next week, and I guess they had the late night Emmy Awards. I see Betty White won another Emmy.
Yeah, they give. Oh, that's great. That would be the guest shot, best guest appearance one. Yeah, they give some of the awards early in advance.
Okay.
I didn't see who won all those, but then there's going to be 27 more on the air now. Yeah, and Jimmy Fallon's going to host the one. That's going to be 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock on Sunday.
That's is he a good choice?
I think so. We talked to him when he's out there, and he's just. He loves TV, and you know, one of the troubles when Letterman hosted the Academy Awards, he didn't particularly care about movies.
Right,
that's
right.
A problem. Kimmel loves TV, and so he'll be kind of fun to do it. He loves to do weird things. It'll be a fun night. One of the big questions will be: is it possible that Conan O'Brien will win for Best Talk Show?
Would that be interesting?
That would be very fun. Now, it's a long shot because that category has been won 7 straight years. By The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And the reason it's been won by 7 straight years is because it's a terrific show.
Sure
okay,
it is.
But Conan's got the sympathy on his side, so he might win.
Well, you know, people might vote for him just because they want to hear his acceptance speech.
Absolutely, yeah. And see if he's still got the beard. Jimmy Fallon claims that he's living out in a cabin somewhere writing these big dangerous things and planning bombs and so forth. I don't think so.
Mike Hughes, syndicated television columnist, our guest. spent, how long were you in Hollywood this time?
2 weeks, yeah.
About 2 weeks. Okay, well, we will talk with you again in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Appreciate you joining us,
Mike. Okay, catch you. Thanks.
All right. We'll be back, and Ken Glickman will be here, and we'll talk about get a job, the best way to get one, keep one, improve one, coming up next on Ebling and You.